RTVE Audio. Descarga la nueva app y disfruta de los programas de RNE y nuestros podcasts originales.
Radio Exterior de España.
English Language Service.
Greetings from Madrid and welcome to the English language broadcast of Spanish National Radio, where we bring Spain to you through our shortwave broadcasts. Amy Egan speaking alongside my colleague Marilyn Quintana. Today we're going to focus on the festivities taking place this week in Spain.
That's right, it's Easter week, celebrated in Spain as Semana Santa or Holy Week, and all over Spain, processions with hundreds of years of history will be parading the streets.
That is, if the weather allows. Anyway, in today's broadcast, we'll be focusing on one aspect of these parades, the Nazarenos, or the penitents, don hoods eerily similar to those of the white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan. And every year, Spanish people have to explain to tourists that Holy Week celebrations have absolutely nothing to do with them.
So today, we're going to learn about the origin of this traditional Easter garment and the possible explanations for the similarities.
After that, we'll learn about traditional Easter foods in Spain and celebrations in Lebanon from our correspondent in Beirut. On today's broadcast, we have help from sound technician Adrián González and production help from Cristina Dorado. Before we get into the rest of the program, we bring you the news. In Spain, Holy Week holidays begin on Thursday, and most Spaniards are on alert due to the weather. This week, rain is expected in practically the whole country, which could mean the cancellation of Holy Week processions. Inmaz Sanz, deputy mayor of the city of Madrid.
Es difícil tener una alternativa porque evidentemente pues si hubiera lluvia se vería afectada toda la ciudad o al menos toda la zona centro de la ciudad.
It's difficult to have an alternative because if it rains the whole city will be affected or at least the city center.
And in Málaga the government opened a file to investigate the procession organized by the Cofradía del Mutilado Brotherhood. They were carrying banners with Francoist symbols and slogans.
The incident will be investigated for possibly going against the democratic memory law, which prohibits banners that praise or celebrate the Spanish dictatorship. This is not the first time the Brotherhood exhibits those symbols, as it has historical links with the Francoist regime.
The weather has also affected the tourism sector these holidays. In the southern city of Huelva, the local hotels association anticipates a deviation from the initial forecast. In Huelva alone, hotel occupation has dropped 21 points due to last-minute cancellations.
And a strike in the Madrid-Barajas airport could also lead to the cancellation of thousands of flights. Workers from the airport ask for an improvement in conditions and salary. Tema Pérez, workers' union spokesperson for the aerial sector.
Como en otros casos, esta empresa, bueno, pues se hizo una oferta.
Similar to other cases, the company made a reckless offer and later they were not able to sustain the costs, especially the labor costs.
The strike, called for Wednesday and Friday, could affect around 350,000 passengers.
In international news, in Baltimore in the US, the search operation for the six missing people after a ship crashed against the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which completely collapsed, was suspended on Wednesday morning.
That at this point, we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive. And so this evening at about 7:30, we are going to suspend the active search and rescue efforts.
The six people missing were working as operators on the bridge, making repairs. Authorities believe it is impossible they survived the low temperatures of the water. Minutes before the accident, the ship warned about technical problems and traffic was cut off in the bridge, preventing a bigger tragedy.
The search operation will now focus on recovering their bodies.
The UK High Court has delayed the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States. They ask for guarantees that he will have a fair trial and he will not be sentenced to death.
Baltasar Garzón, Spanish jurist and coordinator of the defense of Julian Assange, says that there are no guarantees of a fair trial when there are senators, congressmen, and top officials themselves requesting the death penalty.
A voz en grito, los senadores, congresistas y los propios responsables máximos pidieron la pena de muerte, pues no creo que tengamos garantía alguna de que va a haber un juicio justo como es exigible.
The High Court of Justice of the United Kingdom has given US authorities 3 weeks to confirm the guarantees it demands. If they fail to do so, Mr. Assange could appeal again.
In Russia, days after the terrorist attack at a concert hall in Moscow, Putin's government still insists that Ukraine was involved. On Wednesday, the Russian Foreign Ministry said that it was extremely hard to believe that the Islamic State would have had the capacity to launch the attack that killed at least 140 people.
However, Putin's main ally, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, has spoken out against the accusation towards Ukraine.
Они понимали, что в Беларусь заходить нельзя, потому что в первые минуты.
Assuring that the terrorist's initial plan was to flee to Belarus and not to Ukraine, as Moscow claims.
After this attack, France and Germany are stepping up anti-terrorism and border security measures respectively, and the EU is now discussing defending the 27 member countries in case of a Russian attack without leaving Ukraine in the lurch.
And in the Middle East, Israel has been refusing to comply with the United Nations Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu's government continues its offensive on the Strip.
Israel's greatest ally, the United States, has insisted that the number of innocent victims is too high. However, Washington continues to avoid forcefully condemning Tel Aviv's actions, which have so far cost the lives of over 32,000 Palestinians.
Summer is approaching, and as from Sunday, the 31st of March, Radio Exterior de España will be using new frequencies and new broadcast times for our shortwave broadcasts. From Monday to Friday, we will broadcast from 15 hours to 23 hours UTC to Western Africa and the South Atlantic on 15390 kHz in the 19 meter band. And to the Middle East and the Indian Ocean on 15520 kHz in the 19 meter band. From 18 hours to 02 hours UTC, we will broadcast to North America on 17855 kHz in the 16 meter band, and to South America on 17715 kHz in the 16 meter band. On Saturdays and Sundays, our broadcast will go out on the same frequencies and to the same zones from 14 hours to 23 hours UTC. We remind listeners that you can listen to our programs any time of the day on internet, mobile device apps, and digital terrestrial television and by satellite. For more information, visit our website at www.rtve.es, then clicking on the tabs Radio and then Radio Exterior.
Easter week, known as Semana Santa or Holy Week in Spain, is a national holiday that's celebrated with processions in every town and city of the country. The festivities begin on Palm Sunday, but the most important days are Maundy Thursday, the day Jesus and his 12 disciples had their Last Supper, Good Friday, the day Jesus was condemned and crucified, and Easter Sunday, the day of Jesus' resurrection. All throughout Holy Week, processions feature reproductions of scenes of each of these days. Life-sized statues on great floats, known as pasos, are carried by portadores, or bearers. The figures of Christ carrying the cross, or the Virgin Mary with tears in her eyes. But something that captures the attention of tourists from abroad who are not aware of Spain's Easter week traditions is the clothing donned by the Brotherhoods on procession, a tunic of a colour associated with each Brotherhood, including a pointed hat and hood, outfits that look remarkably similar to the robes donned by the Ku Klux Klan. A photo of a sign reading "No Ku Klux Klan Spanish Tradition" in the window of a store selling Holy Week figurines went viral a few years ago, as it is a clarification many Spaniards have to make to tourists caught unawares by the famed Holy Week processions. Trevor Noah on The Daily Show in 2017.
You think you're shocked? Every single one of my friends on Instagram was like, "Where are you? Get out! Why are you still there?" And look, I knew this probably didn't have anything to do with the KKK. Like, at first, I just thought maybe Spanish people walk around wearing sheets because they never know when they need to nap. That's what I thought.
As Trevor Noah correctly guesses, the outfit, or hábito, as it is known in Spanish, indeed has nothing to do with the KKK. Here at the English Language Broadcast, we talked to historian Javier Burrieza of the University of Valladolid to learn about the origin of the Holy Week hoods.
The
origin of the clothing of the Nazarenos in Spain is a complex historical debate, but there's a crucial element, which is the concealment of the penitent.
La ocultación del penitente.
The cone the penitents, or Nazarenos, wear on their heads is called the capirote. At first, there was no such capirote, and the penitents merely covered their faces. The capirote wasn't used in Holy Week processions until around the 19th century.
Capirotes existían en otros ámbitos, pero en ámbitos no de las procesiones de Semana Santa.
The real origin of the capirotes dates back to the 15th century during the time of the Holy Inquisition, when these tall conical hats were placed on people condemned by the Holy Tribunal. This also connects to the theme of penitence, of sin.
Porque la penitencia evidentemente se puede convertir.
Penitence can become something vain. Look how this person is suffering and paying for their sin. So the idea was to also hide that. To hide suffering and become a faceless devout, sharing in Christ's suffering, the anonymity of doing a good deed.
El anonimato de las acciones bien hechas.
Nowadays, the capirote is sometimes made of cardboard, but other materials such as mesh have also been implemented, which is lighter. Ventilation has also been improved in newer renditions of the hábito. The colours worn by the Nazarenos are related to the brotherhoods they belong to, and usually have a symbolism linked to the blood and passion of Christ, red, mourning, the colour black, or purity, white. That's the history of the Nazareno hábitos in Spain, which can be dated as far back as the 18th century. Now, the American white supremacist Ku Klux Klan began to don hoods incredibly similar to the Holy Week capirotes in the first half of the 20th century. In fact, the white conical hood is the most recognizable KKK symbol, which is what causes so much confusion for tourists visiting Spain during Holy Week processions. So, why exactly did the hate group choose this garment?
Es una pregunta muy oportuna porque nos la encontramos habitualmente e incluso provoca rechazo.
That's a fair question, Mr. Burrieza told us, as it's a question we're often asked and it's something that causes a lot of rejection. He went on to say that it's a question with no definitive answer as of yet, that the garments are used for two completely different purposes. In the case of the KKK, identities were hidden to carry out a punishment, but a punishment upon another person.
Ahí también se estaban cometiendo o estaban infringiendo un castigo, pero un castigo negativo hacia una persona.
Of course, there are theories as to how the Ku Klux Klan came upon this uniform. One of them is that the 1915 epic Birth of a Nation by D.W. Griffith is what finally gave the KKK a unified aesthetic to follow. In one of the movie's biggest scenes, the KKK, wearing white hoods with slits for eyes, triumphantly arrive upon horses just in time to save a white family under attack. Another theory was founded by historian Arturo Alfonso Schomburg in 1927, who posited that the KKK based their outfits on the hábitos of the Brotherhood of the Negritos in Seville. Ironically, this brotherhood was the first institution in all of Europe directed and supported by the victims of African slavery, who found in religion a way to learn a trade and regain the dignity that had been taken from them. Talking about film, Spain being misunderstood by people abroad is nothing new. When talking about Spanish Holy Week in Hollywood, many Spaniards will jump at the chance to speak of Mission Impossible 2. In this Tom Cruise action flick from the year 2000, the story starts in the south of Spain, where Holy Week floats, or pasos, are carried down the streets, while the penitents eerily chant religious songs. At the end, they burn the pasos. Here, the film seems to have mixed up the Fallas of Valencia, where people spend all year building floats with political and cultural motifs, only to burn them at the end of the week of festivities, with Holy Week processions and with something else. There was clearly a lack of research put into this section of the film, and one has to wonder if this interest in mere aesthetics can maybe be blamed for misunderstandings. In any case, who has the responsibility to clear up the misunderstanding? A misunderstanding that could be interpreted as harmful.
No, yo creo que tenemos también una función de explicación, ¿no? Y sobre todo los historiadores tenemos.
Historians have to explain, never condemn or justify. Us historians who dedicate ourselves to the history of Holy Week have the task of studying not only our Holy Week, but to carry out more global studies. Doing global studies, we can compare, and in these studies, we should mention this subject, this connotation that the garments have abroad.
Hacer estudios más globales. Y haciendo estudios más globales podremos comparar, incluso en ese estudio más global tiene que ir una mención a este asunto a esta connotación que tienen en el exterior.
So, as historian Javier Burrieza told us, there is no definitive explanation behind the KKK's outfits being similar to the Holy Week Nazareno hábitos. Continuing now with our Easter broadcast, processions are one part of the Holy Week traditions in Spain. Another important aspect of these holidays is the food. A report by Alison Hughes.
Resucitado el Hijo de Dios. Spain's Holy Week is also celebrated in its kitchens, with a distinctive flavor that announces spring. In the north, the tradition is serving a kind of soup known as sopa de ajo, garlic soup, with pieces of stale bread soaked in water and great quantities of Spanish paprika that gives the soup the taste of meat, while not breaking the prohibition against eating meat during Lent. Another favorite dish from Lent is made with dried and salted cod, the star ingredient of Spain's Holy Week cuisine, whether this fish appears in buñuelos, fried dough delicacies, croquetas, and omelets. Also popular are Lenten eggs, escabeches consisting of poached fish. Pickled mackerel is another favorite. In the Spanish Levante on the Mediterranean, the patorral is a typical dish served on Holy Friday. It consists of a loaf of bread sliced and toasted with lots of olive oil and garlic, accompanied by the typical coca de boquerones, a kind of pizza with tomato, onions, and white anchovies. Another popular dish, especially in the central Castilian plains, is called patatas viudas, widowed potatoes, which means, of course, that they're prepared and served without meat. And then, too, there are the empanadas gallegas from the northwest, a flat-filled pie with fish of all kinds, tomatoes and onions, and, of course, greens. Easter week desserts in Spain deserve special attention, and in particular, the torrijas, a delicious version of what Americans call French toast, but with a flavor and texture all of their own. Again, old bread soaked in milk and syrup, and then fried and dusted in cinnamon. But every torrija recipe is different, according to the region and to the family.
Una buena torrija, lo primero que hay que hacer es un buen pan. Tiene que ser un pan enriquecido, que lleve mantequilla, que sea un pan, pero que sea como si fuese un bollo. Esto te crea un alveolo para que luego pueda chupar mucha leche con canelita y limón. Y luego pues hay que envolverlas en huevo, hay que rebozarlas en huevos para que no se salga ese líquido. Ese es el secreto de una buena torrija.
In the south of Spain, the pestiños are the great favorite. Pestiños consist of a piece of dough fried deep in olive oil and glazed with honey or sugar, but there's always a special ingredient in the dough that gives them a distinctive flavor, such as sesame. Pestiños are often called angel wings in English. In Catalonia, one finds the monas de Pascua, rolls with a hard-boiled egg, in the middle of them. The custom is for godparents to give their godchildren la mona on Easter Sunday. You've been listening to a special Easter program written and directed by Jesús Carreras with the collaboration of the Radio Nacional de España Sound Archives, read in English for the English language broadcast by Alison Hughes.
Thank you. English Language Service of Spanish National Radio. And we'd like to remind listeners that you can get in touch with us via email at the address english@rtve.es. And you can also send us WhatsApp voice notes to the number 34680-688-698. And we especially enjoy receiving letters and postcards, which you can send to RNE, Casa de la Radio, Avenida Radio y Televisión 4, postal code 28223, Madrid, Spain.
We've spent today's broadcast so far talking about Easter week traditions in Spain, but have you ever heard of the Zambo Festival? It marks the start of Lent for some Eastern Orthodox Christian communities, as this year the Catholic and Orthodox Easter celebrations are a month apart. This festival took place a few days ago in Tripoli in northern Lebanon. Our correspondent Elsa Jasbek Sharabati reports.
Faces and bodies painted in black and gold, paper skirts and clown wigs, masks and even Viking costumes, not to mention the bold patterns of this colorful festival. Zambo, which took place on the 18th of March in Tripoli, northern Lebanon. A small team of Lebanese drum players joined the crowd, red tarboosh on their heads under the smiling gaze of the neighborhood. According to a local resident, Zambo is a festival which marks the conversion of the people from slavery to Christianity. No one really knows the origin of the tradition. An annual tradition specific to Mina, which is supposed to mark the eve of Orthodox Lent. It looks like a mix of Brazilian Carnival and New Orleans Shrove Tuesday. But if you ask locals where this tradition comes from, everyone has a different story. According to a resident, Zambo would have been imported by Greek and Brazilian expats 50 or 100 years ago. The name of the festival is also elusive. The word Zambo would have been used during the time of the Spanish Empire to refer to people of mixed African and indigenous ancestry. This Spanish term could be one of the ancestors of the English racial slur, Zambo. In any case, this year, since Zambo and Lent coincide with the fasting month of Ramadan, Muslims and Christians march together, a festive celebration bringing religions closer. Elsa Yazbek Sharabati from Beirut, Radio Exterior de España.
That brings us to the end of today's broadcast. You've been listening to the English language broadcast of Spanish National Radio. I've been Amy Egan, joined by my colleague Marilyn Quintana.
Today we've had help from sound technician Adrián González and production help from Cristina Dorado. We thank you for listening and hope you tune in for future broadcasts.